Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Turns out it is possible to overstate the impact the Russians had on our last presidential election. According to the latest Mueller indictments, the Russian government spent as much as $1.25 million a month to influence the 2016 elections. Imagine if they had kept that up for only 12 and a half years. They would have almost matched what Jeb Bush spent before dropping out of the primary races in February. After spending $150 million, Jeb had managed to win the support of most, but not all, of his extended family. His mother remained on the fence. As far as was publicly known by last November, a year after the election, Russian agents had spent $145,000, for sure, maybe $200,000, on Facebook ads designed to influence the election. Now, all they had to do was keep that up for 705 more election campaigns, and they would approximate what Hillary spent on advertising in 2016. No wonder she's convinced they stole the election from her. Then there was all that hacking. The Russians hacked the computers of the Democratic National Committee and posted embarrassing emails on WikiLeaks. Embarrassing to one John Podesta, a familiar name to several hundred American political junkies. The thing that embarrassed him most, or should have, is that his emails were not hacked at all. To hack is to gain unauthorized access to a computer using another computer. But Podesta was phished. That is, somebody pretending to be Google asked online for his email password, and the idiot gave it to them. Damn those smooth-talking devils. As a result, the country decided that the Democrats were too stupid to govern and gave the election to Trump. Or something like that. Now, if that doesn't scare you enough, and it should, consider that multiple unnamed sources now agree that the Russians really did hack, that is, gained unauthorized access to, 21 state election systems. Or no, wait, it was actually 39 states. Except they did not actually hack those states, but they attempted to. And they succeeded in, several cases, maybe one. Dare we ask what exactly are these election systems that they targeted? Well, they have nothing to do with counting votes, as seems to be widely assumed. They are the lists of registered voters in the state. And what could the Russians do with that list if they did successfully hack it? They could delete names or declare voters deceased or otherwise cause confusion, which would be short-lived because the information in the state's databases comes from the individual counties, which maintain the lists. There are 3,142 counties, or county equivalents, in the United States. So hack away, Boris. You've a ways to go yet. But wait, I hear you wail, what about all those fake news stories? Russian bots, which according to the dictionary are the larvae of the bot fly and are found mainly in fresh manure, generated 2.1 million fake tweets about the election. Wow, that's a number that can all by itself set your hair on fire, unless you happen to know that about 250 million tweets about the election were sent, of which maybe half were viewed. So fake Russian tweets made up 0.5% of the total. Political scientists have been striving to measure the effects of all forms of political advertising in order to estimate reliably the numbers of minds, and hence votes, that were changed by all this Russian activity. Well, the results are in. The number is zero. The talking heads keep marveling at the Russian operation's sophistication, primarily because they apparently knew what swing states were. Anybody who listened to cable news for 5 minutes, any time during the 2 years preceding the election, knew what a swing state was and which ones they were. The entire Russian operation was run by Yevgeny Prigozhin, a legendary Russian caterer. I am not making this up. He is universally known as the chef. In addition to hacking and tweeting, the chef sent out secret agents to infiltrate the American heartland, vacuuming up expertise on winning hearts and minds. One of their nefarious schemes was detonated in May of 2016 when they duped a recruit. I am not making this stuff up. The recruit was identified in the Mueller indictment as, quote, a real U.S. person. They duped him into standing in front of the White House with a sign reading, "Happy 55th birthday, dear boss." When the recruit became suspicious because President Obama was not 55 and his birthday was not in May, the agents reluctantly admitted that the sign was a greeting for their boss, the chef, to see on TV, live from the White House. I do not mean to make light of the seriousness of the fact of Russia's intrusion into our national election. It does seem to have had less to do with changing American policy and more to do with screwing over Hillary, whom Putin hates. But still, it was illegal. But taking into consideration its actual performance and results, I am moved to echo once again Scott Peck's famous observation. It is well that evil is so stupid.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.